So, what are your memories of the Telegraph Boys and the Schenkel Farms?
Well, the people would tell me they'd all stand at the door when the Telegraph Boy would come into the street, and they would watch to see where he was going. And then they knew that somebody had been killed. And I think that was very often. There was a lot of chaps had gone to the war and didn't come back. And the same thing I assumed was on the falls, because when I became interested in the Song Museum 20 odd years ago and was starting, and that I found out that there was a lot of people had gone from there too. And when I went to India, I discovered there was whole regiments had gone in the Great War from Ireland, like the Connaught Rangers, and that went to Connaught Square and went to different war places, you know, just remembering. But about the Schenkel, they have a remembrance garden there, but the people were nearly all dead that could have told you the stories by the time the movement was started. But what else? What else could I say? Yes, there was no visitor from the British Legion for the Schenkel, which I thought was a bit unfeeling at the time. And I would try and get them, as many as I could, to what do you call the man, Captain Ellen's place at Cornley, Helen's Bay, Kathleen Avenue. And the men would be very grateful for that. Because there was a time that we seem now 60 years after we seem to be women, but there was a gap when, shh, don't mention the war. That was the time you mustn't get, and there was all this thing. And people who had come through the war, like my husband, I lived with a serviceman, my husband, 57 years. He had come through the war and he told me, he went into Belsen the first day that Belsen was open, and he lost his voice. And in his job later, he was under terrible tension. And when he would be on the phone to me and he'd lose his voice, I'd say, "You're full of tension again." Because the shocks that he saw with Belsen, he never really got over. But there was other people. He went on through to Magdeburg and they tell me about the hospitals and the German people, and he would buy different one other camp, but he didn't get into it. We had to go on, you know. But, well, that day.